Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Mr. Number 1208. A Dream of Angels, God's People, and Salvation, Audio. A dream the Lord gave me August 22nd. I dreamed of being in a wagon with Brother Rhodes and James, and we were to pass a bridge covered with water. As we passed over the bridge, I was much frightened, for the water came into the body of the wagon, and it seemed that we were sinking. I had my babe with me and I was so frightened I almost let him fall into the water. Brother Rhodes assured me a number of times that there was no danger and that we must necessarily pass through the water over the bridge. After we had passed safely through the water, my eyes were attracted to something strange in the air. I saw angels marching through the air singing with solemn, clear voices. "For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Their voices rang through the air. Upon their shoulders they had mantles that reached to their feet. Brother Rhodes began to shout with a loud voice and said, "And shall I see him whom my soul loveth?" James was counting the angels, and I stood trembling with fear. My life came up before me, and looked so full of wrongs I could not see how I should be able to stand. Just then Satan came where I was and said to me, "You are lost, you are now my property, and will go with me to the dark regions." My feelings I cannot describe. To be separated from the Jesus I had loved and to take up my abode with those that I abhorred looked dreadful to me. At the same time, I felt unworthy to be with the lovely Jesus. While in this dreadful perplexity, one of the angels came where I was and said to Satan, "She is not your property, for she has been redeemed unto God by the precious blood of Jesus. She is the purchase of his blood." Satan fled. My feelings changed. My soul was overflowing with gratitude and thankfulness to God. I saw the saints as there fell on them, and was reflected from the face of Jesus, light. Their faces would light up as they rose to meet the angels. Many I saw sleeping. I said as I saw those poor souls, "They have heard of Jesus coming and that the great day of God's wrath is just upon them, but as time went on a little longer than they expected it would, they have lost their interest. Stupidity has crept over them, and now they slumber never to awake. They ought to have watched, and then they would have seen the angels. This dream has made quite an impression upon my mind.